Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy Thursday and happy World Radio Day. It's always a delight to broadcast the Sunny Side of Sports to you from Studio 22 at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Thank you for listening on World Radio Day. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres talks about the importance of radio.
Radio brings people together. In an era of rapid media evolution, radio retains a special place in every community as an accessible source of vital news and information. But radio is also a source of innovation that pioneered interaction with audiences and user-generated content decades before they became mainstream. Radio offers a wonderful display of diversity in its formats, in its languages, and among radio professionals themselves. This sends an important message to the world. As we strive to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals and tackle the climate crisis, radio has a key role to play as a source of information and inspiration alike. On this World Radio Day, let us recognize the enduring power of radio to promote diversity and help build a more peaceful and inclusive world.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The international sporting community is on guard for coronavirus, which already has forced the cancellation and postponement of some top events. The year's biggest international sporting event, the Tokyo Olympics, is still on, with the opening ceremony scheduled for July 24th in Japan's capital. However, Tokyo organizers are worried about coronavirus. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson has that story as well as other Olympic news.
I am seriously worried that spreading of the infectious disease could throw cold water on the momentum toward the Games. I hope that it'll be stamped out as soon as possible. The Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee will coordinate with IPC, IOC, the Japanese government, and Tokyo Metropolitan Government to tackle this issue thoroughly.
Tokyo Olympics Chief Executive Officer Toshiro Muto expressed to officials of the International Paralympic Committee his concern about the fast-spreading coronavirus in China and its possible disruption of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which open in just under 6 months. Saburo Kawabuchi is the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Village Mayor.
I truly hope that the infectious disease will be stamped out somehow, so we will be able to operate the Paralympic and Olympic Games smoothly. In the worst case, under the instruction of related organizations, we will do our utmost for the athletes, so they will be able to concentrate on performing their best.
Tokyo organizers have repeatedly said there are no plans to cancel the Olympics. That position has been repeated by the Switzerland-based International Olympic Committee. Craig Spence is a spokesman for the Paralympic Committee.
In terms of coronavirus, preparations for Tokyo 2020 continue as planned. The IPC is a sports organization. We are not the health experts. And that is why we are in regular dialogue with the World Health Organization and the IOC. This is normal practice ahead of any major event and a games like this. We have full confidence that the relevant authorities, in particular in Japan, China and the World Health Organization, will take all the necessary measures to address the situation.
Still, some Olympic qualifying events have been cancelled or relocated. Travel restrictions will add more confusion, and traveling fans will likely be overly cautious, if not fearful, muting the traditionally festive atmosphere at the Olympics. concerns have affected Paralympic wheelchair basketball in particular.
As for wheelchair basketball, I urge all Tokyo 2020 staff members to continue business as usual with their plans and preparations for the sport. The IPC wants wheelchair basketball at this summer's Paralympics. We will do everything we can to work with the IWBF to ensure they meet the obligations we have set them as part of the transition plan ahead of the Games. The ball is very much in the court of the IWBF.
Japan has not reported any deaths from the virus so far and has been taking strong measures to watch and react to any changes within its borders. Visitors at the Tokyo Olympic Games will have a chance to experience sumo wrestling when the traditional home of the sport hosts a special two-day tournament. Sumo Grand Champion Kakuryu Rikusaburo is looking forward to showcasing Japan's national sport.
We are very pleased that the Olympic and Paralympic Games will be held in Tokyo this summer, and we will honor to be able to welcome all visitors as sumo wrestlers in this special moment.
The Tokyo 2020 Grand Sumo will take place between the Olympic and Paralympic Games on the 12th and 13th of August. Kakuryu Rikusaburo is looking forward to the Tokyo Games to see some of the world's top athletes. I would like to watch basketball games during the Olympics because I used to play basketball when I was a boy, and I've been watching the sport. I believe that Team USA will be here, and it will be a rare opportunity that I can see all-star players together at the same time and watch their games live. So I really want to watch their games during the Olympics. One of the most successful sumo grand champions ever, Haku Hosho, has a personal reason to watch the upcoming Olympics.
I would especially like to watch wrestling matches during the Olympic Games because 56 years ago, my father was a representative of my country in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics in wrestling and took seventh place. 4 years later, at the 1968 Mexico Summer Olympics, he won a silver medal. So I would like to see wrestling matches live at the great stage here at Tokyo 2020.
Haku Hosho's father competed for his native Mongolia. The original manuscript of Baron Pierre de Coubertin's speech outlining the plans to revive the Olympic Games was received this week by the Olympic Museum in Lausanne, Switzerland, almost 130 years after it was written.
Since the days of Pierre de Coubertin, our founding father, the overarching mission of the IOC is to unite the world in peaceful competition.
The president of the International Fencing Federation, Russian billionaire Alisher Usmanov, bought the 14-page document at an auction in New York in December for a record $8.8 million. His identity was revealed as he donated the sports memorabilia to IOC President Thomas Bach.
Your generosity is making this unique moment possible, a moment that reminds us so vividly of our roots and our mission.
Usmanov was humbled as his name has been included on the wall of the Olympic Museum.
It's more than a great day because I think what I did does have some slips of generosity, but what President Bach make me embarrassed and make me big debt against IOC after I see this stone.
The original pages from the manifesto, showing various revisions, will now go on display at the Olympic Museum, the first time they've been shown to the public. The full document will eventually be put on permanent display.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. And I encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out Jim's weekly Game Room podcast via voanews.com. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Sporty greetings. This is Tony Ibitoye, the media officer of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to you, Toyin. Super Eagles media officer Toyin Ibitoye says former team captain Joseph Yobo has been named an assistant coach. The 39-year-old Yobo played for the Super Eagles at three FIFA World Cups in 2002, 2010, and 2014. And he also played for Nigeria in six Africa Cup of Nations finals. For reaction to Yobo's appointment, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted a Johannesburg sports analyst, Emeka Enyadike.
The appointment of Joseph Yobo came out of the blues. It was kind of a surprise announcement when I saw the release from the Nigerian Football Federation that he had been appointed as the assistant coach of the Super Eagles. Yobo, you know, is the first Nigerian player to reach 100 caps. So he's got tremendous pedigree as a player. But as a coach, this must be quite a surprise. But it's not the first time we've seen coaches being elevated to this level, especially when they're high-profile players. So it's a very interesting one. And we will look forward to seeing how he fits into the structures of the team. I believe that for the appointment to be sanctioned by the German coach, Gernot Rohr, it means that he definitely sees some kind of value that Yobo will have. So credit to him and congratulations, because he's actually starting the job at the top. To be assistant coach or even coach of the Super Eagles, it's not a very easy position to be in. So it'll be quite an interesting one.
Do you think Yobo has the requirements to inspire the Super Eagles players?
A lot of questions have been raised about Yobo's qualifications and whether or not he was suitable for the role. And, you know, this normally happens when you have players who make the transition from playing into coaching. But a lot of players, especially those who play in Europe and especially in England, they tend to take their coaching education alongside their career, especially when they're coming close to the end of their career. So, obviously, with Yobo, he was captain of the team for many years as well. And he's going to bring a lot to the team in terms of what he offers as mentorship and, you know, someone the players can look up to, and also be in a position to act freely with the players, because some of the players, you know, dealing with a German coach, they might have certain issues that they will feel a lot more comfortable relating to Yobo, who they will see as someone that was an inspirational skipper for Nigeria. He led Nigeria to the third African title, and also the opportunity that he can also go visit them when the coach needs someone to go out there and probably scout. But all of that we wait to see when he starts, and then we can understand a lot better what his roles really are. But in terms of value, I think he'll bring a lot of value to the team.
As a former Super Eagles player, can Yobo add content and value to the team?
Joseph Yobo also, you know, can bring a lot of content to this team. He's got a deep understanding of the game. He's played at the highest level. It can be useful for scouting. And, you know, sometimes when you have to make certain decisions, it's someone that the coach can rely on for some of these pertinent questions that have to do with cultural situations and all that. But there will always be those who will question the propriety of appointing him as coach at this time. So that's not going to go away. Yeah, in the end, what happens with this kind of appointment is we've had instances in the past, for instance, where Osinegwu Akpan got appointed as assistant, and then he ended up becoming coach, and so many other players have got that. The question then will be if, for some reason, Roy is not available, can Yobo take on the team? Time will tell.
That's Emeka Enyadike, a Johannesburg-based sports analyst, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, my name is Emeka Enyadike from the City of Gold, Johannesburg. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more football news, UEFA and Disney Entertainment Company have teamed up to encourage young girls to play soccer. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The partnership between UEFA and Disney is being called unprecedented. European soccer's governing body and the American mass media and entertainment conglomerate have launched the Playmakers Project to encourage young girls to take up the game of soccer. Disney teamed up with UEFA specifically for the project, and Nadine Kessler, head of women's football for UEFA, says sprinkling in the magic of Disney will give girls at a very young age the best possible opportunity to fall in love with football.
UEFA Playmakers, inspired by Disney, is more than just another football program. Playmakers is there to inspire the next generation of football-loving girls. It's the first ever pan-European-wide grassroots program for 5 to 8 years old girls. And we hope Europe's girls will soon be able to step into the magical world of football as they take their first step on their football journey.
The groundbreaking initiative was inspired by academic research that showed storytelling plays a major role in helping children take up sport. The first stage of the project will center around the movie Incredibles 2, and initial training sessions follow the film's storyline to help build confidence, physicality, creative thinking, and interactive communication. Later sessions help young players learn the fundamentals of the game. Nicole Morse, Disney's Vice President of Integrated Marketing in the UK, says there's a specific reason why Incredibles 2 was chosen for their targeted age group.
We're so proud to be part of the Playmakers program and the first pan-Euro program for girls football. And what better way than to be using the Incredibles, those characters that are brave and flexible and nimble, to really inspire girls to have that confidence and go out there and see what they can achieve and be active.
According to research, 84% of girls under the age of 17 do not meet the World Health Organization's minimum activity guidelines. In addition, when girls reach the age of 15 to 24, they are half as likely to participate in sport as boys the same age. UEFA's Nadine Kessler says the aim of Playmakers is to reverse that trend.
Playmakers is a different program because first and foremost it tries to engage girls that are new to football, even new to sports. We try to create an environment where their individuality is embraced, encouraged, where they feel comfortable and also can freely enjoy football without a too competitive environment.
Playmakers is set to launch in Scotland, Norway, Belgium, Poland, Austria, Romania, and Serbia this spring before launching a full rollout across the rest of Europe. The project is the first step in UEFA's Time for Action women's football strategy that aims to double the number of women and girls' participation in the sport by 2024. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Wednesday night, the Brooklyn Nets beat the defending champion Toronto Raptors 101-91 to stop Toronto's club record winning streak at 15 games. Caris LeVert scored 20 points for the Nets, who ended a six-game losing streak against the Raptors. Brooklyn won without star point guard Kyrie Irving, who sat out with a sprained right knee. Toronto's rugged forward from Congo Brazzaville, Serge Ibaka, scored 28 points and grabbed 10 rebounds after returning from a one-game absence with flu-like symptoms. Elsewhere around the NBA, young Slovenian star Luka Doncic had 33 points and 12 rebounds to help lead the Dallas Mavericks to a 130-111 victory against the Sacramento Kings. Luka was returning from a seven-game absence because of a sprained ankle. The 20-year-old Doncic is getting ready for his first NBA All-Star Game appearance on Sunday in Chicago. And many of the NBA's best players, as well as top officials, they're getting ready to head to Chicago for All-Star Weekend. It's not just the All-Star Game on Sunday. There will be all kinds of basketball-related activities, including a slam dunk contest, a three-point shooting contest, and a Rising Stars contest. I mentioned Luka Doncic. At the tender young age of 20, he's scheduled to play in both the Rising Stars as well as the All-Star Game on Sunday, where he'll be making, as I said, his first All-Star Game appearance. Meanwhile, Phoenix Suns guard Devin Booker has been named by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to replace injured Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard in Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. Booker has earned his first NBA All-Star Game selection in his fifth NBA season. He's averaging more than 26 points and 6 assists for the Suns this season. Lillard was forced to miss the game after suffering a groin injury on Wednesday night in a game against the Memphis Grizzlies. So Devin Booker getting a chance to play in the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday. And that wraps up the February 13th, World Radio Day edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Nadia Taha. Thanks also to Voice of America engineer, Patrick Dea. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the complicated legacy of Daniel Arap Moi. His critics say Moi was a dictator who ruled with an iron fist. His supporters say he was a kind man who actively promoted education for all Kenyans. The legacy of Daniel Arap Moi.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hi, I'm Larry London, and I'm the host of Border Crossings, inviting you to join me for one of the best hours of request music possible on the radio. We've got all your favorite songs by your favorite singers. You tell us what to play. It's requests and dedications, and it happens every weekday right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa Show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features and thoughts. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media. VOA.
Hello, sports fans. This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Please join me Monday through Friday at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC for the Sunny Side of Sports. On Fridays, you can also hear my expanded 30-minute edition of the show at 17:30 UTC, right here on the English to Africa service of the Voice of America.
Tune in to VOA programs on your radio and on the internet. We bring you news about Africa and the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News, talk shows, sports, music, everything you want to hear. Available on the radio and the web on The Voice of America. Find the VOA program guide at www.voanews.com and check local listings for stations near you that carry VOA programs.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.